President Barack Obama's agenda for his sixth year in office includes a sharp focus on the growing gap between rich and poor Americans, according to White House spokesman Jay Carney.
And the president sees this as a year of action, to work with Congress where he can and to bypass Congress where necessary to lift folks who want to come up into the middle class.
Republicans agree on the need for greater economic opportunity, but say Mr. Obama stands in the way. Saturday, Senator Roy Blunt gave a preemptive rebuttal to the State of the Union address.
What President Obama fails to acknowledge is that Americans are hurting as a result of his own policies. This administration's agenda to create more government, more spending, more taxes, and more debt has created an inequality crisis of opportunity in our country. Those policies have been disproportionately hurtful to the poorest among us for the past 5 years.
The Republican response to the president's address will be delivered by Congresswoman Kathy McMorris Rogers, a critic of the federal activism Mr. Obama champions.
When Washington is the biggest obstacle to economic growth, we have a problem.
The White House says Republican criticism is misguided and ignores recent history.
A lot of people were thrown into poverty by the worst recession since the Great Depression, which was in full bloom when President Obama was sworn into office.
Few observers expect the president's address to jumpstart bipartisan action in a polarized Congress. At the very least, it will preview political battle lines and rhetorical markers for the year ahead, an election year in which all House seats and one-third of the Senate will be contested. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.